Balls special. And we have two live musical guests tonight, Lisa Bouchel and the Laura Shea Band. And this is going to be far better than last year's Ho 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 holiday show. Wouldn't you agree, Short Man, from Global Exposures?
I definitely would.
Yes. He's coming all over himself looking at the live guests. Lisa Bouchel from lisabouchel.com and Laura Shea Band, laurashea.com. I'm going to play a song by the English band called Crass. And like a lot of these independent bands, who knows what the fuck is on which side. But this is their holiday tree and ball song called Merry Crassmas, and we will just have to find out if it is the right side and the right speed. Lard, make this work.
Hello, everybody. It's Santa here to say to you all, have fun. Lots and lots of jolly fun. Thank you.
as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Well, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Yeah, your heart's an empty hole. Well, your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Vile one, Mr. G. You got termites in that smile. You got all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. G. You know, given the choice between the two of you wild, crazy cats, I'd pick the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grant. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Well, your heart is full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Appalling dung heap overflowing with the most disgusting assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up nuts. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nuts. You're a cricket jiggy tacky and you drive a cricket on, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Oh, you're a dirty, little boy.
Crazy for loving you. for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying and I'm crazy for loving you.
Got a new song by David Rovix. This is on a brand new release called Return. And this is the recent CD he recorded on the label that usually has punk stuff, like Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Give Us Barabbas and other bands like that. But Deicide produced David Rovix's new CD entitled Return, and this is a track from that. It's about a woman named Rachel Corey, who was a 23-year-old student who went to Israel and the Palestinian areas where they were illegally bulldozing over homes for new settlement areas, and a tank, which definitely saw her and was well warned that somebody was lying down on the ground in front of it, intentionally ran her over and killed her. And this song is for her. It's called The Death of Rachel Corey.
When she sat down in the dirt in front of your machine, a lovely woman dressed in red, you in military green. If you had met her in Jerusalem, you might have asked her on a date. But here you were in Gaza, rolling towards the gate. As your foot went to the floor, did you recall her eyes? Did her gaze remind you that you've become what you despise? As you rolled on towards this woman and ignored all shouts to stop, did you feel a shred of doubt as you watched her body drop? As your caterpillar tracks upon her body pressed with 60 tons of deadly force, crushed the bones within her chest, could you feel the contours of her face as you took her life away? Did you serve your country well on that cool spring day? This just another day in a dirty war. When you looked out on the water, did you feel an empty void? Or was it just one more life you've taken, one more home destroyed? One more home destroyed.
All right, got a dedication to the Reverend's professional and personal mental anchor, guardian angel, and general all-around support system kind of person and lifesaver. This goes out to Sister Anne Marie from the soundtrack to their movie called Head. This is the Monkees' Porpoise song. But I don't have to have a stand. It's on anyway.
Well,
okay. What? No, where's the? You've been hearing chaos and in the studio. Oh, this microphone kicks ass. It's not like that sucker thing. All right. We're talking, and is this Laura Chase? Oh, who cares? You heard the Monkees doing Porpoise Song from the soundtrack Head. David Rovix did The Death of Rachel Corey. Patsy Cline did Crazy. Asylum Street Spankers did You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And started off with the wrong side of an old Crass single called Merry Crassmas by Crass.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and evenings, as well as also appropriately on Sunday nights. Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack, as well as broadcasted on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And tonight the theme is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball Special, and we have two live musical guests, Lisa Bouchel and Laura Shea Band, half of the Laura Shea Band, and half of the Lisa Bouchel Band. You can check them out online at lisabouchel.com and laurashea.com. And they have CDs, and they do a lot of shows, most of which are on the East Coast and Delaware Valley area. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And you can see the Reverend's page at RadioVolta.org, DJ Pages, The Reverend Is In. I'm not sure if there is going to be a show next week or not, and I don't even know what's happening with time off from work and holiday stuff, as well as two dying senior age people in the family. But I'm guessing there's no show next week, and I'll send out an emailer either way. So write to me and get on the mailing list if you're not on it already. But the next definite show is the first Sunday of January. The theme will be New Year's / Lick Bush in 2004. And we will begin the process of capturing the war criminal and beginning the Bush tribunal. And he's probably going to be a little smellier and disgusting than Hussein, but we will put up with the stench and begin the war crimes tribunal against George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, executioner, Enron Ho Bush. That's the first week of January. Laura Shea is cracking me up because she laughs every time I make fun of Bush. And also in January, we hope, the 25th anniversary special for the band from Vancouver that the Reverend loves and is friends with, DOA, from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. And whenever Joe gets around to sending me all the new stuff, we will have a 25-year retrospective on the band DOA. The third Sunday of January, the Reverend's third anniversary show, possibly with live guest Diva DeVille from MissDeVille.com, and that'll be fun. And so far, all of your ideas and weird emails and even a dick joke are all going to be included. I've said no to nothing so far for the third anniversary show. And in the last Sunday of January, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Yes, all that spanking, tackling, pile-ups, group hugs, and general legitimate for television gay erotica and downright smut on living rooms across the continent. We will acknowledge and interpret that during the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And we'll also have a birthday anti-tribute to corporate radio numbnuts Howard Stern, because just to kind of bum him out on his birthday. And speaking of birthdays, the first Sunday of February, we will have, in conjunction with his birthday, if he lives that long, the Ronald Reagan anti-tribute, an annual tradition on the show, Love Night, just before Valentine's Day, and the possible live appearance of Jennifer Hunter from Jennifer Hunter Consulting. And you can encourage her to come on the show by calling her telephone domination service at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and being sure to say that the Reverend sent you and that you wanted to be a live guest on this show. tonight, Marlon, the great engineer, is here, and he is working feverishly and adding to the chaos of the room, but in a beautiful way, to setting up all of our musicians. Lisa Bouchel and Leroux are here from Lisa Bouchel's band. Laura Shea and Dominic from the Laura Shea band are here. Everybody is playing something or tuning it or something else. We are sipping from the Reverend's special fetus eggnog that was made for this holiday. Don't vomit. The look on her face. She's so innocent and shockable. Laura over there. You should have seen when she was here last November. But we are getting ready. What they're going to do is they're going to play songs alternately. So you'll hear like Lisa Bouchel songs and then Laura Shea songs. There's not going to be a jam or anything like that because it's crazy enough as it is. Right. Let's just get this shit together. It's crazy enough trying to get this organized. We're in West Philadelphia. It's a little tiny place, and primitive Fred Flintstone equipment, and our miracle maker, Marlon, the great engineer, is trying to make it happen. But anyway, until we get to hear you guys playing live, good evening and welcome to The Reverend Is In. Thank you for participating in the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball special. Why don't you tell us, you haven't been on since last March, but Lisa Bouchel is here, and since the show, there's been a tour, an incredible European interview that just blew me the fuck away when you emailed it to me, and I'm sure a lot of news I don't know about. So would you like to give us an update on yourself, and check her out at lisabouchel.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm back, and it's been a while since I've been here. I'm trying to... It's kind of hard to give the update because I'm not quite sure where we all left off, but we did go to Europe and we had that write up, the European interview. But we also went down to New Orleans and I guess that maybe right somewhere right after I saw you, was that when we were going to New Orleans?
Yeah,
we did go down. Yeah, we went down and we had a great tour. We did like 7 shows in 6 days. It was a mini tour. We did the radio station, WTUL. We went all up and down Bourbon Street. Took a group of people. It's totally, totally awesome. Really good time. And yeah, you have to pass the mic. We're going to pass it over to my bass player.
We were trying to get the Reverend to go on that trip with us because we knew that if the Reverend got down there, he'd be completely out of control down there on Bourbon Street. And we all wanted to see that, you know.
Yeah, that would have been great. Is that true?
Oh, yes. I'm a groupie enough just in, like, you know, Philadelphia area coffee houses. So, yeah, if I was tagging along at your New Orleans show. Now, let me explain about this thing we're holding. You have to act like you're in a porno movie. Like, it can't be, like, a foot away from you. So, just think like Ron Jeremy and then... Actually, poor Laura. Yeah, don't think of the hedgehog, actually. Think of... All right, pretend you're in front of Jenna Jameson, and she just grew, like, this enormous clit.
Actually, like, I know about getting too close to microphones because I have chips in my teeth from... One time I was closing my eyes, and I was singing, and I'm wondering, wow, why is it coming out so loud? Here, the microphone had gotten closer. It was, like, in my mouth. And all of a sudden, I get done the note. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. It was far over top of the band. And I close my mouth and chomp, you know. And I still have a little chip in this tooth, you know, from that happening. So I try to be careful because I can get very close and intimate with the microphone. And sometimes it's dangerous.
We just provided a very important Dental Week public service announcement. If you're really close to microphones and you look like you're in a porn scene, you could chip a tooth. And I will probably do that broadcasting the show week after week. But it's a risk I'm willing to take for independent media and this kind of broadcasting and breaking new ground. So you are happy and healthy aside from tonight while you're exhausted?
Oh, why am I exhausted? I don't know. My spirit is tired, and my body continues to try to make it keep up, but I think I need a Bahama-like vacation, like lay on the beach, you know what I mean?
How about France?
France is wonderful, but you know, France is too far too stimulating to for what I need right now. I just need to like, just lie.
It's overkill. Well, next week there's a Dr. Susan Black party in France.
Oh, wow.
Next weekend, and so it's going to be very. I don't know. No, I work like a maniac and do side projects, but I'll be pretending I'm at the orgiastic party of Dr. Susie in France instead of having like 70 hours of stuff to do. So I'm going to greet our over-sugared, hyper-manic, adorably innocent and shockable Laura Shea. Could you tell us what life has been like since November? Did you survive your college semester? And do you still have those holy warriors stomping around on your campus?
Yes, I have survived my college semester. I graduated from college.
Yay!
Thank you. I have a degree in communication studies, and I'm going back in January 12th, to get my master's. So that'll take another year and a half. But no, I haven't seen the people around because it's been cold, and I don't think they come out when it's cold. So it's been kind of quiet on campus.
I was just quipping that she was learning what not to do here in our horrible studio.
What was she doing?
No. It wasn't. No, I'm talking about our makeshift setup here. It's a degree in communications.
Oh,
yes, that's right. Picture yourself stuck in a little room. Okay, yeah, she's a communications major. We should be, but we are the Fred and Barney of broadcasting. Okay, and you have a new record, and you got some commercial airplay, yeah?
We don't really have a new record yet, but we just recorded one song very, very quickly in like 5 hours to be played on Y100 last Sunday in their local music show because we headlined at the Grave Street Pub this past Tuesday for the Y100 Tuesday Night Music Club. So that was a good time.
Okay. Are you awake enough to talk about Europe first, is that European interview at your website? And do you remember it? Do you want to comment on it? The reason I'm so crazy about it is because I think most interviews are like the American music press, which is just a lot of crap. And, you know, are you going to marry Madonna? Or, you know, just idiot questions. And this guy went into where your head is at, your lyrics, your outlooks on everything, life and love and art and your whole perspective on everything. Can you comment on Europe? Lisa is very tired, that's why I'm asking her.
I'm waking up all the time. It's getting better. Basically, well, I really liked the interview. I have to put it up on the website right now, Connected. We had a little problem with that, but in the meantime, it'll be up there within the next week, Connected. In the meantime, if anyone wants to just hit contact the band, I'll be happy to send you a URL where you can view it ahead of time. But what it is it's a really an in-depth interview. And I think it was interesting because a lot of what I'm doing right now is obviously being shopped to some labels, and I have some label interest. But a lot of my more obscure music is not quite marketable mainstream for some of the labels that we were shopping it to. So some of my stuff is, but I think it was a cool interview because they really delved into some of my more obscure music and the artistic stuff, and I really like that as well, and sometimes that's where my heart is, so they seem to appreciate it, and it was pretty cool, you know. So I think European audiences sometimes are on the cutting edge, and they go for a little more obscure stuff, you know. They're a little more risky than, you know, the American audiences.
And he called you what? He called you a goddess?
Very complimentary. I love Maximilian.
We need that guy on the show where we talk about goddesses and we worship all of our guests. And that's right. We had goddesses a couple weeks ago. Remember, Marlon? We had the cast from Peekaboo Review, and we had Holy Bloody Mary for Happy Spanksgiving. Yeah, you should have been here for
Thanksgiving. I love it. I totally love it. I did the, you know what I did again? The Lingerie Fashion Show in Trenton. We just did that like a week and a half ago. And it was great. I sang a song in it, and it was just a wonderful time. We had 10 lovely models and 2 guy models, too.
Is that the place that had legal trouble before they...
Yeah, and they're still going strong, and I support them. Yeah, they had legal trouble due to the zoning, and all they have is lingerie, sex toys, nothing too crazy. I mean, just like really, and a lot of it is couple oriented towards couples and stuff. And I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous they should have such problems, but they're still going strong, and I was at the forefront of supporting that.
That's good. What is their name again and their website? Because these people went through being arrested by assholes who had nothing better to do and didn't feel like taking on real crime.
It's called The Secret Garden, so you can go on at thesecretgarden.com, and it's located in Hamilton, New Jersey.
And you what song did you do for the sex toy party?
Never know how much I love you, the Fever song.
Okay. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Our first request.
It's a great song.
Yes. Okay. Are you taking requests?
Happy to sing it for you anyway. I can do an a cappella version just for you.
It is the Holiday Tree and Ball special. And this is the best. This is so much better. Thank you both for coming, unless that's presumptuous. This is even better than last year's Ho 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 holiday special. And this is going to be a night to remember. And if that machine over there is working, we'll even have it recorded and preserved. Like the other.
That would be great.
Okay, how are we doing with this studio stuff? Like, are we ready to have a song?
I've been ready.
Feisty? Okay. Are you two ready? Okay, and... Let's give her a stand since she sings. All right. Lisa Bouchel is going to play Leroux on bass. Her quiet and mysterious French bass player. And what are you going to play first?
What's on tap?
Yes, it is. Oops, we're sound checking. Lisa's Steven and Leroux is high. I'll say. All right, there is a buzz to the electrical system. Yeah, but Lisa said she's used to playing buzz. So check her out at lisabouchel.com and buy her CDs because they're great. And she's going to play What's on Tap.
Thank you. Okay. This one's not even released yet on a recording, but...
Well, I'm just walking down this alley, trying to take off these blues. I loved you as a telephone, but I'm not to drop the quarter. Well, I'm walking down the alley. Yeah, what's on tap? Well, I'm walking down the street and I'm feeling kind of bluesy. Well, I could use something to drink or eat. Baby, I would not be choosy. Do, 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 do. Hey, if you got some love to give, if you got some love to pay, got to give. 'Cause I think I like that right about now. If I don't, I promise you I'll fake it. Here comes, I need a drink of water. Well, I could use a little nap. Well, there's so many things I need. I got this flesh of wondering what's on tap. What's on tap? Yeah, what's on tap? What's on tap? Then tell me what's on tap. Do 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 do. You see me walking down the alley, trying to find out where I left my shoes. Well, I'm just walking down this alley, trying to take off these boots. Do 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 do, yeah. Do 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 do.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That was great. Are you going to play another song? It is. All this body heat. How you doing over there?
Okay.
You sound British. You don't sound French.
Je suis français maintenant.
You guys were against the war effort. You didn't even want your balls and eggs blown off for oil and Dickless Cheney's business interests. That's right. I'm Dickless Cheney from Halliburton, and we put the dick in dictator, and don't you forget it. Oh, Laura. My little hysterical live guest. We're going to hear from Laura Shea Band in a little while. One more from Lisa Bichelle for now. What are we going to hear? I want to be your dreamers.
Oh, I thought you were going to repeat it again. Going to do a song called Wanna Be Your Dream instead. This is a little love song, October Baby style. One, two, three, four. I want to be the pillow where you lay your head. You know you're porn star queen, and I want to be your dream instead. I want cook, iron, bathe you, love you till the blood moves straight to your head. Now you know you're Tokyo, you're strip show, wanna be your dream instead. I wanna be your inspiration when you leave me behind. I want a fantasy, I mean, I'll be the key that opens up your mind. Wanna blow you to reality, a little kiss from my lips red. Now you know you're pointed to your fashion show, I want to be your dream instead. Well, there are lots and lots of glamour girls, like your models to your street whore hustles. You got exotic women all over this world, and your singers with the strong jaw muscles. So I ain't asking for your exclusivity. You know I'm asking for X-rated like the kind they censor on TV. Now off the net like government can't monitor me. Oh, and you'll forget the others when you come and get hung up on me. Oh, here's a little bass. There are lots and lots of glamour girls. You got your red hot dollars, chocolate truffles, and your pretty Asian flowers, and your Euro trash, and your singers with a strong drum and fools. So let me be the pretty pillow where you lay your head. Boy, you porn star queen, wanna be a dream instead. I wanna cook and be with you. I love you till the blood straight to your head. Now you know your psychedelic day glow. I wanna be your dream instead. You know your counselors who can dominate you. Let me be your dream instead. Why you ever go gunners forever to want to be a dream instead? Talking about your pat, pom, ping, pong, jaw, try to be your dream instead. Say it now. Now your party clothes, your beds blow. I wanna be a dream instead. Yeah. For your inspiration. Ha! Thank you.
Lisa Bouchel from lisabouchel.com doing I Want to Be Your Dream Instead. Marlon and I are such groupies. It's winter, it's cold, and we're throwing our clothes at her and just general worship behavior. Thank you. Thank you. And you. Yeah, it doesn't have to be instant, but maybe we could have Laura for a couple of songs. Yeah, Laura just stands and sings, and he plays guitar. Okay, they're going to play next, but all right, why don't they do some plugs, and why don't you hook up Laura? Yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember that. You, what Lisa is referring to is when I said I'm going to give Dr. Susie a plug, and, plug her website, and the quiet bass player emerges with his raunchy humor, and yes, that's right. And then you said something in French, like that's French for voyeur or something to that effect. And it was when W. Numbnuts was pushing the war, so we had like a kind of a war sub-theme, like sexual frustration, making war, blasting sirens like that limp dick that's riding by, going woof, at extreme volumes. Let's pray for him. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the person who went by this studio with an excessively volume siren. Please make him well and able to function, and please, instead of abusing his loved ones, thank you, we pray to thee. All right, well, I will do a couple of plugs. Well, you set up Laura for a couple of songs.
They're ready.
They're ready. Right. Can they just do it as is?
Well, I mean, if people want to move around, that's cool.
All right. No, she stands. Oh, how cool. Okay. Dominic on guitar from the Laura Shea Band, and the one and only, and we will try not to crack her up, Laura Shea.
Thank you. Oh, I can't take this with me. No. What? The song we're going to play is called Do You Know Who I Am, and my sister brought me a shirt that says in big gold lettering, Do You Know Who I Am? And my dad picked it up out of laundry today and was like showing it around. He's really, it was pretty funny. You had to be there. Whenever you're ready, Dom.
Thank you.
There's a boy and his guitar in all the coffee shops and bars. See his poster on the wall, and I am nothing at all. I go to classes every day, I bust my ass to make the grade. Then I go out every night and try to live a rock star life. Is it? Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do? Do you have a clue? Do you know I wanna be just like you? Yeah. I heard your headline at the grave. Your demo got you your big break. Now your name's on the marquee, just like mine wants to be. You got your tour bus and your fans playing with your perfect band. Got a spotlight on your face, and I'm stuck in this place. That's okay, yeah. Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do? Do you have a clue? Do you know I wanna be just like you, yeah. Wanna be just like you. Oh, yeah. You spend your days out on the road, writing songs I've come to know. I remember when you were nobody too. And if I came to see a show, would you ever even know I was the girl who played the tune that that open mic with you? Hey, yeah. Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do? Do you have a clue? Do you know I wanna be just like you? Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do, baby? Do you even have a clue? Do you know I wanna be just like you? Yes, I do. I do.
Thanks, guys.
Laura Shay Band. And check out laurashay.com and get that kick-ass CD that she hates, but it is really great. Stories of My Life. And it's good. She also has self-esteem issues that the Reverend is working on, but there's always magic and miracles when the Reverend is in, and he, as well as peace and healing, and I think two or three more visits, and yeah, she'll be good to go. We could send her on tour, and yes, Rise Up, another song? Okay, and again, Laura Shay.
Thank you, Reverend. Let's do Betterland. It's a fun song. It's called Betterland. For people with self-esteem problems, I guess. Send this one out to John Baker.
Oh, every morning I take the pill the doctor gave me. Helps me keep my sanity. I'm sick of the world telling me what's wrong with me. I can't believe that I define myself by what I see on TV. Yeah, still I take it personally. If you don't like what you see, yeah. I know that I shouldn't, but it's me they're selling in the music industry. Creativity is cheap. I wanna pack my things, and I wanna blow this town. Baby, I wanna kiss you right here and now. Yeah. I wanna play real hard.
And if you don't like it, well then get the hell out, cause tonight let's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair 7-year bitch. Well, you know, this world just seems so bad. Oh, come with me, we'll close our eyes and make a better land. Yeah. As I'm walking down South Street and the Jesus freaks are approaching me, come into the light, baby, fight the good fight, make the wrong right. Well, don't tell me how to live my life. I said I wanna run through graveyards and I wanna wake the dead. I wanna forget the bullshit that I've been fed. Yeah, I wanna turn reality into pretend. Yes, and if you don't like it, you can say you know me when. Oh, tonight let's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair 7-year bitch. Well, you know, this world just seems so bad. Oh, come with me, we'll close our eyes and make a better land. Oh, the gig is over, we hit the diner, it's 2 a.m. We're winding down again. But I need something more than coffee running through my veins. I gotta get out of this place. Baby, I just wanna make love with myself. Darling, I wanna love you and hate everyone else. I wanna change this hell up and down. And if you don't like it, well then go fuck yourself, cause tonight it's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair 7-year bitch. Well, you don't want this world to live so bad. Oh, come with me, we'll close our eyes, make a better land. Hey, baby, I said to come with me. I'll close our eyes and make a better land. Yeah.
Woo!
Yay!
Woo!
Hey, that was terrific. Yeah.
Lush, hey band, better land, and do you know who I am? This is a fabulous Holiday Tree and Balls special with two wonderful friends and musical guests playing live, and there's going to be more to come. There's a couple of things that are going on, or should I say not going on, there were some new donated songs, one by Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, and that is not loaded on this computer, although I thought it was going to be. And that's about George W. Numbnuts Bush, also called Bush Mess, or Mary Bush Mess. And what the Reverend does is he sends it to one of the folks from Radio Volta, and they put it on the computer. But sometimes it's late, so if it's about a holiday or something timed, that kind of fucks that up. So you'll have to wait until January to hear Mary Bush Mess from Ms. Terry. And there's a song from Bookburner in Canada, Edward Gold, Satan Claus or something like that, Santa Dog. Now I forget what it is. And we were going to play Virgin Mary from South Park, but we have none of that loaded on the computer. So you will hear their songs in the future, and I'm going to probably skip most of these songs that I brought with me. But the new songs will be in the future. The 2004 predictions will be on the New Year's show, as well as the Reverend's Top 10 list, a Radio Volt idea where they want top 10 lists of best music or best shows or whatever. And the true-false thing about 60s rock stars and miscellaneous other people, mostly buffoons, and what they were really like even when they were younger. We've had so much fun with this book. This was going to be a present, but then I decided I can't give it to anybody. I have to have it called The Catholic Girl's Guide to Sex by Melinda Anderson and Kathleen Murray from Broadway Books, broadwaybooks.com. And Dominic, what was that part you were reading that was really funny? Can you find it? Okay. We'll have a reading from that. Dominic found something especially funny from the Large Shade Band. But everybody's been having a good time with this book. And meanwhile, everybody help yourself to fetus eggnog. And we'll get back to some music in a few minutes. And Diva DeVille will be back in January, hopefully not ill anymore. And she's going to role play as some kind of bozo head like Ann Coulter or Dr. Laura or another nutcase with a new book on the market, a Tammy Bruce. And the Reverend will be somebody like, I don't know, Bill Riley or William Bennett or Rush Limbaugh or some Morrow Crusader, Reverend Swaggart. And that will be fun, but she is sick and had to cancel last week's appearance. This came early. There's going to be a new John Waters movie called Dirty Shame. And we got an advanced email on that. And you will get a review on that very soon. It's not done yet, but it's coming. And we're going to have a wedding on the show. We're always saying we're available for weddings. And usually the Reverend's friends who get married are far away or think this idea is too weird. But the Reverend's friend, Lady Simone, is going to marry her new honey, who is really cool. And we're going to have that hopefully around Love Night and this thing. So look forward to Lady Simone and her wedding, which will be live on the show. In fact, we'll need music. Yeah. And, yes, I'm not sure if we're getting the wedding night or not, and I don't know how much I can talk them into, but it'll be interesting. The first wedding on The Reverend is in a month or two. All right, and Laro can't wait. From The Catholic Girl's Guide to Sex, this is called from the chapter called The Elders. Oh, it has a Matt Groening quote from The Simpsons. Is that what you're pointing out to me? The SSS? The SSL? Okay, SSL stands for Sex as a Second Language. When a guy asks you to butter his bread, you'll need to be prepared. Is he really looking for the Land O'Lakes, or is he hoping for another sweet treat? Here is our edited list of euphemisms to improve your slang vocab. A word a day will get you on your way. Sex, all varieties. Okay, I see their categories. Is this what you guys are cracking up about? All right. Now, according to Laura Shea and Dominic, these are very funny. First, sex, all varieties. Achieving Congress. Oh, that's true. achieving Congress and clergy. Banana split, bed and breakfast, blinking, boning, boom, boom, buzzing the honey hole, churning butter, the deed, doing the nasty, donating the to the missionary, donating to the missionary. You're right, Marlon. They should be reading us. All right. Now, I just read the first column. Laura Shea will read the second column and the oral sex section. Start with getting some.
Okay. Getting some, getting your rocks off, giving her the business, going all the way, hide the salami, horizontal bone dance, hot beef injection, it, in quotation marks, knocking boots or knocking uglies. What the hell is that? I'm not, wait, making love, nookie, nooner, poking, porking, slamming, the sword in the stone, taking the skin boat to Tuna Town, and the two-backed beast. I think Lisa has to read the oral sex, male and female part.
Where is this column?
It's right, starts right here.
The oral sex, male and female column. BJ, here's your favorite, carpet cleaning. Chowing bird slash box? I don't get that. I don't get it, huh? Eating at the Y, giving head, going downtown, having a box lunch, Hummer. Yeah, I learned that, Hummer. I thought that was like a truck. Okay. Kneel at the altar, lickety-split, making Johnny Walker red, muff diving, performing the big one, playing the skin flute, satisfying King Solomon, speaking in tongues. Wait, I can't even pronounce this. Spelunking, what is that?
Spelunking.
Do you guys know of that?
Sucking,
sucking the salami, sweet smell of success.
Okay, no, that's all of them. Sweet smell of success.
I have something kind of related to this that people think I'm stupid because I never knew what DSLs were. You don't know what they are? Do you know what they are? No. You don't know it. I can't say it. No. Okay, really?
Yeah, you can say it.
All right. Well, some, like, some really disgusting boy said this to me and said, you have DSLs. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I thought he was talking about my internet modem. They're, like, seriously, I'm like, I know I have that. Dick sucking lips. I never heard that. And all the guys in my band are like, you never heard that. And they're all making fun of me. So I thought that was funny.
Dominic, you heard of that as an expression? Okay. No, I never have either. But I don't know what that, as opposed to what? Somebody who doesn't have lips? Who doesn't have oral sex lips and tongue, you know, besides Rush and Dickless Cheney and people like that, but, and Siren Blasters. But anyway, let's skip all these fucking CDs. You know, we can play this shit anytime. What I brought with me was "Hooray for Santa Claus!" "Hooray for Santa Claus!" The theme from Santa Claus that Conquers the Martians, which is a great movie, and that was covered by Sloppy Seconds. I'm going to tell them all the songs they didn't hear. You didn't hear "Fuck Christmas" by Fear, which is a classic. Pansy Division doing "Homo Christmas." I was going to play that. No, I'm saying fuck all these songs. And "Here Comes Santa's Pussy" by the Frogs, which is really good. But and maybe, because this is a good one, maybe from Spinal Tap, the second one, not the film soundtrack, "Break Like the Wind" CD, I was going to play, and still my "Christmas with the Devil." It's too funny. And then, all right, we'll play "Christmas with the Devil," and first
sounds like a classic.
It is a classic, although I think I played it last year on the Ho 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 show. But anyway, do you guys want to play? I know I'm like I don't feel like playing CDs when I have two live musical guests. Yes, all right. So, are you singing and not playing guitar? Are you using those ball things? All right. Lisa Bouchard has two things that look like enormous testicles, but they make a musical sound. Oh, you had them on the last show. So do you want this on the stand? All right. They are. She probably bought this at one of those parties. That
Secret Garden, right? Night. Mm-hmm. And that's right. He's kinda like a detective, you know he always seeks the mouth. He finds my very, very special, special places. He makes me warm shot. You know when I'm undercover, you know it always uncovers my sores. He's the one who gets down to the root of my matter, and he brings all my demons forth. You know he keeps me singing, do 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 do. Everything ain't so right. You know I don't really dig it the way he dug me around this way. But for a detective, I guess they kinda love me, okay. He always kept me singing, do 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 do. The boy who kept me singing, do 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 do. Thank you. Some of them have been listening to the CD. Love that superior. Freak me out in the army. We should have done that over here. The name of the song that we just played was called The Detective, and it's from At the Edge of Reality, which is one of my CDs you can find right on my website. Thank you. Okay, so we do one more now, or do we take turns? Okay, so our last one we'll do is, either that we could do Red Light. We can never do Red Light on the air. I hate to do another one, you know, without the guitar. I don't really hate it.
No, she's not talking anymore.
Oh, I was having a private private conference with my bass guitarist. We were discussing which song to do, and we decided that we would do a song we can rarely do on the air.
Oh, yeah, do all the
songs you never get. Yeah, so we're going to do another song, sort of along the same lines musically as the last one, a little different, but this is called Red Light Saturday Night, and actually it was written by LaRue, my bass guitarist, my quiet, mysterious French bass guitarist. Yes, LaRue. About the red light districts around the world. Are you getting the urge? Yeah. Are you here?
and the cold. All you feel in the itch. Aren't you Jones in that arm? You want it sweet, want it hot, want it kinky and sick. Come inside, take a look. You can have what you pick. Are you starting to sweat? Have we got to you yet? On the red light Saturday night. Oh, now Hamburg, Deutschland, give it a whirl. Streets of St. Paul, they can't forget your first girl. Bangkok, Thailand, lights of Papang. Best to take you upstairs and then bang on your gong. All the stars on the wall must be each wooden vine. Here's a click, there's a clack. Feel that heel on your spine. You're getting the urge, yeah. Tell me, are you heaving the cold? Are you feeling that itch? Aren't you jonesing it all at all? Do you want it sweet? Want it rough? Want it nasty and wet? Go too far, take a chance. You might like what you get. Are you starting to sweat? How it got to your head? On a red light Saturday night. Oh, on your feet, in your car, proud to glow at Times Square. Catch a fish, what a mess, in the bright neon glare. Round the world, Tokyo, you'll make it rise like the sun. They got bars, they call pink, they got hot, sticky fun. Cobblestone, Amsterdam, copper bag, copper feel. Window shop, take your time, pull out your guild and deal. You're getting the urge, yeah. Tell me, are you heaving the cold? Do you be feeling that it's, yeah? Aren't you Jones and that on this red light Saturday night? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Lisa Michelle, The Detective and Red Light Saturday Night, both from At the Edge of Reality CD from lisabuchel.com. And how you guys doing? Are you ready? Okay. And two songs from Laura Shea.
Thanks, Rev. Rev. Rev's a good guy. Doing a good service for some good people. This is for the Canadian book burners. A song called Toronto. Are we cool, Marlon? Okay. We're cool. This song's called Toronto. They say Toronto.
Giant Northern 81. Going to Canada. We're trying to get away from everything and everyone. The car's back, the sun is high. I'm doing 85 and 28 chuggers on as we go by. Saturday we the town and these guys they found they took us to a place they call the Lava Lounge. They playing a rock and roll band, you know they're my kind of man. And I danced on all the one with rainbow dress. Well, how can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? Get out Sunday night. We hit an open
pack. Thank God I don't need my guitar, cause I have an upright. I'm the man behind the keys, it brings me to my knees. And it kicks me in the box a little after three. How can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? My mama, yeah, she told me go out and see the world, but I never thought the world could satisfy this girl. There's a place I know that I like to go, where we just tried, baby, we just flow. South on 81, back to the States we come. I'm gonna miss this place, but damn, I'm sure I thought Judy sings and jelly beans. She drives smoking Camelot, and Miss Mama, everything feels right. How can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? How can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? Oh, yeah. After I've seen Toronto. La, 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 la.
I don't have my piano. I can't do my little part.
Done. Barche Band, Toronto. Gonna play another? Is that cool? I forgot. You don't have to do anything. All right. I guess being that I'm kneeling worshipfully in front of you, do you want to play on your knees? Or play anything you want. Oh, because of piano. All right. Forget what I said. Play anything.
We're going to play a really pretty song since we played a K's Choice song last time. We're going to do another one. Yeah.
I'm sitting.
It's called My Heart. It's very nice. Yeah, it's a pretty song. What? Don doesn't like to talk into the microphone.
Not so long ago, we both felt love became a word. No more than that, with sex that felt like wings without a bird. The only thing that we both love is in the cradle that we rock. 6 and 6 feet, but just 1 beat, the ticking of the clock. I always heard I could get hurt, I knew that from the start. Break my face, my back, my arms, my neck, but please don't break my heart. Break my face, my back, my arms, my neck, but please don't break my heart. Solid wood will rot if you don't keep it from the rain.
surprised when we found out that love feels just like pain. I always heard I could get hurt. I knew that from the start. Break my face, my back, my arms, my neck, but please don't break my heart. Break my face, my back, my arms, my neck, but please don't break my heart.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. All right. That is awesome. That's a Case Choice song, but played way better by Laura Shea and Dominic from the Laura Shea Band. They're both saying no, but it's true. My Heart, before that, Toronto by Laura Shea. All right, we're going to play a song for our guests in a minute. And I'm going to cut out most plugs. I'm going to cut out all repeat plugs and say that there's a guy who I'm hoping people will support. He's in Canada. And unlike... yes, yay, Canada, says Laura. And there's a lot of Canadian book burners. But unlike René Roget and some of the medical hemp exiles and refugees who did not have to come back to their fascist homeland to do life sentences and 10-year sentences in the war on medicinal hemp, Steve Cubby has been ordered to return to Nazi America on January 15th. He has a rare form of adrenal cancer. He was busted for medicinal use of hemp under these insane anti-medical laws. And just like we jumped into action for René Boget and Karen Horning and Ed Rosenthal and Dennis Perone, we really need to get word out and support and letters and possibly action, hopefully action, on behalf of Steve Cubby. His name is K-U-B-B-Y, and he's at Cubby.com. And they're also asking for some money. Cubby.com, and there's also a lot of information and informative links. It's, of course, a death sentence for him. He will not survive prison. With similar to people with AIDS and people in later stages of cancer who have to do time because of these sick fucking laws. So please go to Cubby.com and jump into action. Letters the troops have sent me is now at michaelmoore.com, and that's very interesting and quite contrary to the daily feedings of horseshit from the corporate media. And a new CD by Greg Palast is out on AlternativeTentacles.com entitled Weapons of Mass Instruction. To read the epitaph to the TV news networks, go to TVNewsLies.org. Oh, you'll love this, Leroux. This is a French site, but it's also in English. They are now selling, in time for the holidays, the George W. Bush face on a t-shirt that says International Terrorist, which is dead accurate, but to say the name of this website is incredible. And I don't know if I want that numbnuts motherfucker on my torso anyway, because could you imagine looking into a mirror and you see on your own abdomen that fit, even without him speaking, just to see that dumbass kind of beneath a primate face, you know, like... and it's on your body, you know, that creeps you out too much. But even though it has a message, but anyway, if you want to do that, I know how to sell, don't I? If you want George W. Bush on your face, I mean on your abdomen, and with the message International Terrorist, or if you want to give it away as a gift, go to kerschblebedeb.com. That's K-E-R. S-P-L-E-B-E-D-E-B, kerschblebedeb.com.
and get your George W. Bush t-shirt with of course, that genius expression. It does make a perfect holiday gift, Lisa Bushell says, and she could sell the shirt the way she just said that. And for Bush cards, forget those idiotic Hussein cards. Yeah, they're all retarded and they're a dime a dozen. You need the Bush cards from bushcards.com, a carefully stacked deck. And they make great gifts, and they're cheap. All right, a couple of articles on late-term abortion and emergency contraception, which, of course, has all these idiots going crazy because it's Jesus season, and so we want to be even more harassing at clinics. Abortion Distortion by Rebecca Ari, that's on late-term ban at thenation.com. The blessing of emergency contraception. Can we say hallelujah?
Real loud.
Hallelujah! Praise Bob!
What our engineer, he's this guy from the Church of the Subgenius and the star of the Hour of Slack, which is also at Atheist Network radio. He's always like this. All right. The blessing of emergency contraception. Hallelujah. Is at alternate.org. NECP information, please spread this to everybody since the Taliban clones and the Bush regime are decreasing access to this kind of information. Emergency contraception at abortionaccess.org. All right, I won't talk about this stuff. I'll just let you read it yourself. From truthout.org, September 11th chair says White House could have stopped the attacks. And a British woman who was fired from British intelligence for telling the truth about the war before and during, for telling the truth, and another article, Stop the Bombing in VAKs Now. Edward Gold, who sends a million songs, he's a Canadian book burner, who Laura Shea just sang a song for, and he has a website. He sends the Reverend cartoons, and you know the Reverend loves cartoons. He is online now at Members. Interested, babe. Check him out at Members. Who's Members? I know. We're shocking, Laura. We must stop. members.shaw.ca/gold/index.htm, and that'll be on the playlist, which you can get if you don't get it already, if you're new at quail@sjcdc.org. I think as we shock Laura Shea with extreme... Yes, it is, because as Lenny Bruce and later Paul Krasner used to say, shock and taboo breaking, within reason, etc., has a deprogramming and self-liberating effect on a person, so then all of the crap that's plunged into our head from day one, not in your case because you had free-thinking parents, but in most people's heads, but well, still you went through the school system, can just be kind of blown right out of it. So we are deprogramming Laura.
I took the self-liberation pledge.
Self-liberation pledge last time too, and I felt very free after I took the self-liberation pledge, didn't you?
No, I was kind of worried the whole time I was going to come home to very annoyed and angry parents. But they thought it was really funny, and they enjoyed the entire show, and I'm hoping it's the same thing tonight.
It's not going to be the same after this one. They just want to shock, surprise you with it. You know, do you think they're going to be okay with this one? This is pretty tame for you, huh?
This is tamer than the first show she was on, because I went out of my way to shock her parents. And
Hey, wait, can I say hello to them? Hi. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Shea. Hello. It's Lisa, the blonde girl from, Coffee Connection, Kaleidoscope, all that places. So I see you. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday.
That was very nice.
Yeah, very nice people.
I'm sure they're saying hello right back. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll probably be laughing. Let me hand this back to Rev and do some more plugging.
Ooh. Laura Shea said.
No pun intended.
Plug it, baby. Plug it. Oh, I'm going to concentrate now. There's a new cartoon by Mark Fiore that is great, great, great. And it has three different titles, so you could find him either at the Village Voice or at his own website, The Holiday Shopping Season. Yes, Virginia, there is a sweatshop in China and Toyland. These are at Mark Fiore's webpage, Mark, F-I-O-R-E, markfiore.com. And on Dr. Susan Block's show, we're plugging Dr. Susie again, LaRoe. Kaylin's spanking wet holiday season encore presentation and her husband Max's birthday male and female ejaculation blowout and Dr. Susie's French party next weekend in France. So join her and tell her the Reverend sent you in France next weekend. And a whole calendar, a whole year of a calendar of events by LaSara Firefox. Her Yahoo group is called Sexy Mama, which she is. And she's going to be doing workshops on goddesses and moon goddesses and flirtation. And I want to say this right, polyamorous marriages like the one she's in. and she's coming eastward in a half a year or late next year and wants to be on the show. And that will be very interesting. And we'll talk to her about all this kinds of stuff. Let's play a song for our guests and give them a break on CD1. This is Spinal Tap from the Break Like the Wind CD. This is also for the American Christian Taliban. It has to go up higher than that. It's like around a 6. Okay, let's play a song for the American Christian Taliban and our live wonderful guest. This is Christmas with the Devil.
The elves are dressed in leather. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Well, I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes. It's that very special time once again. No, laugh freely. Stop apologizing. Do whatever you want. Turn that up. Turn up the fart sounds and the monitor. We need to hear it. It's that very special time once again for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, December 21st, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle, on the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball Special with live musical guests Lisa Bouchot and Laura Shea, who are here to join me. We have first a runner-up. Are you ready?
Turn that up, please.
So we can hear it. So we want to hear it. Yeah. Okay. We have a runner-up. Are you ready? This is Laura.
I don't even know how bad it
is. That's Lisa's first part on the show. All right. Yeah. Okay, I'll talk, and you guys just join in as you feel like. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Claiborne, Texas Police Department, who arrested Gene Webb, former first grade teacher and executive board member of the Burleson Chamber of Commerce, after she had a party of sex toys and products from Passion Parties. And get this, it was a police sting. You know, what is that guy, like an undercover dildo? You know, he's like, you know, sell me something so I can bust you. And,
totally lame.
Yes, and so therefore, the undercover dildo and the... And the undercover dildo and the police department of Claiborne, Texas are the...
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know. I mean, that would be fun, the undercover dildo. It's not so bad to pose as an undercover dildo, you know?
Yeah. I hear that. Okay, he is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to that very special someone. Somebody who has to outdo the runner-up. Somebody who has to be even more reprehensible and vile and sickening and nauseating. An absolute aberration of the human species. Hey, where's the fart sounds? Oh, we must have those. First, we'll start with Cheech. Okay. That's better than even your long one.
Oh, shit, man! Well, I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
She was perfect. She was perfect. It's like, here, try to join in.
I don't know, I'm not quite as good. Can we do it in like a...
Do it together. You two are too good to me. Asshole of the week is, and I'm not making this name up, Van Vanworth.
Vanworth, you're going to turn into an asshole.
And you won't believe how big of an asshole this guy is. We can't hear this. We can't hear this. How big of an asshole is he? Well, I don't know literally, but how big of an asshole he is Van Vanworth. No issues in school for this guy. No, it's a real name, and he's a real clergy person. In fact, he is the executive pastor of the Columbus, New Jersey Baptist Church, the leaders of the local Center for Bioethical Reform that harasses women's clinics, including this holiday weekend, in the Philadelphia counties and Southern Jersey region. Van Vanworth has been leading protests in which gigantic signs of bad fetal art and Taliban clones have been harassing and making women, some to tears, at women's clinics, including this past weekend, and leads a group of... He's such a holiday spirit kind of guy, and he can be found at 24260 West Main Street, Columbus, New Jersey, 08022. Don't do anything too nuts, or at least not in my name. And telephone of the Columbus Baptist Church is 609-298-6226. Their fax is 609-298-0279. And this is going out in the email, too, by the way. And on the net, where there's email access, go to columbusbaptistchurch.org, because Van Vanworth, besides having a funny name and being executive pastor of the Columbus Baptist organization, Columbus Baptist Church, you are asshole of the week.
I got some of your farts. I'm sorry about that.
Lisa just farted on my face.
You could fart in my face.
No, it's okay. I think I've farted enough.
Do a big spit.
No.
One more.
One more.
All right.
This show is fun. All right. It was consensual fart spitting, right?
I have no complaints. I enjoyed it.
Okay. So, you consent to Lisa spit farting in your face?
Anytime.
Right.
Okay. See, if you're friends, you know, I think that is within the parameters of friends. I don't think there's any deeper implications.
Oh, sure. That's great.
Okay. All right, do you want to hear Hooray for Santa Claus?
Sure.
All right. These guys are restless and need entertainment, and we're going to give it to them. Let's see. This is from the soundtrack to Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. I am going to play this because it's so great.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, I have it. It's awesome. I recommend it. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. The theme song is Hooray for Santa Claus, and this version of it is by Sloppy Seconds. It's on CD2, which I hope is up. And let's go.
Hooray for Santa Claus, yay for Santa Claus, he's fat and drunk, jumps and gym.
for me is not so great. Fuck the best, fuck the best.
You just heard Fear doing Fuck Christmas. Before that, Sloppy Seconds did Hooray for Santa Claus. Going to play a couple songs and say goodbye to our guests. First, the credits. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, emails, hot cartoons, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Marlon, the great engineer, who came through and kicked ass and knocked me over once. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Everlasting Godstopper, Edward Gold, who sent us some great songs and you'll hear them soon. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, who also sent a cool song that you'll hear. Lady Simone, who is going to get married on this show very soon. Diva DeVille, Madame X, and all of her professional associates who helped save the life of Cassie the Cat. Cassie the Cat, Goddess Helen of Troy, Bob Marley clone, Sister Anne Marie, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and his new spouse, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian and Canadian bookburners and bookburners all over the USA, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video, the Porn Clown Posse from pornclownposse.com, Deicide from Ever Reviled Records, everreviled.com, everreviledrecords.com, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro Choice League, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Jim Nexus from Radio Volta. Don't look at me at that. Jim Nexus, Blanket Man, Global Exposures, the Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, everyone who's going to help make Lick Bush in 2004 a reality. She's smiling. And, of course, most of all, to the live musical guests, Laura Shea and Dominic from the Laura Shea Band, and Lisa Bouchel and Leroux from Lisa Bouchel's band. And thank you all for coming, unless that's presumptuous. It was awesome, and I hope you guys had a good time, and I hope both of you come back, either on the same show or on different shows. Any parting words?
We totally support your show here on Radio Volta, and we enjoyed ourselves. LaRue and I speak on behalf, and just rock on, Rev.
Same sentiments as Lisa. Thanks so much for having us, and keep doing what you're doing.
I will. And tune in New Year's Eve when we have, like, the predictions, and it's kind of like a foreplay to the third anniversary show, and we'll just try to take it further. Until that we lose this medium, we will break new ground, and we will break new wind, as Marlon just said. We will reach new heights in entertainment, in clinical value, in raunch, in brainism, in music exploration, and everything else. It will become a reality, and we will do it next year when we also focus on Licking Bush. And in that vein, let us play a song by, we're going to play Pansy Division, and we're going to play Santa Claus's Pussy by, or Here Comes Santa's Pussy by the Frogs. First, here is Pansy Division doing Homo Christmas.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.